What if the most profound wisdom about our universe came not from Earth's greatest thinkers, but from an ancient extraterrestrial intelligence? In 1981, a small research team claimed to establish contact with Ra, a sixth-density social memory complex that allegedly visited Earth 11,000 years ago and helped build the Egyptian pyramids. Through 106 meticulously documented sessions, physicist Don Elkins, channel Carla Rueckert, and researcher Jim McCarty recorded what would become one of the most philosophically rich channeled texts in history. Their scientific approach, controlling variables, maintaining consistent protocols, and asking penetrating questions, sets this material apart from typical New Age channeling. Whether you view it as genuine extraterrestrial communication or extraordinary metaphysical philosophy, the raw material offers a compelling cosmic perspective that challenges our fundamental understanding of reality. Reality functions as a cosmic university with seven consciousness densities. First density comprises elements learning basic awareness. Second density includes plants and animals developing toward self-consciousness. We exist in third density, focused on self-awareness and choosing between serving others or self. Fourth density, which Earth is transitioning into, features love, telepathic communication, and group consciousness while maintaining individuality. Fifth density cultivates wisdom, sixth unifies love and wisdom, and seventh represents spiritual completion. This evolution is fractal. Each density contains seven subdensities, creating infinite growth patterns. Transitions occur through harvest when sufficiently polarized beings advance. Ra's core message is simple yet profound. All things are fundamentally one. You are everything, every being, every emotion, every event, every situation. You are unity. You are infinity. This is an abstract philosophy, but the practical foundation for understanding consciousness evolution. Quantum physics reveals particles that remain connected across vast distances. Ra suggests this entanglement extends to consciousness itself. Recognizing strangers as other expressions of the infinite creator transforms our perspective, dissolving barriers between self and other while preserving individuality within a greater whole. Have you ever felt fundamentally out of place on Earth? According to Ra, approximately 65 million wanderers, beings from higher densities, have voluntarily incarnated here to assist humanity's transition to fourth density. These cosmic volunteers risk forgetting their origins upon birth, potentially becoming trapped in Earth's karmic cycles if they fail to awaken. Wanderers typically display distinctive traits: chronic health issues, as their energy bodies struggle with Earth's vibrations, sensitivity to harsh environments, difficulty with social norms, and feelings of alienation despite wanting to serve humanity. Many possess gifts in arts, teaching, or healing, and experience an inexplicable longing for home they can't quite define. Through hypnotic regression, researchers documented individuals who described consistent experiences from another world, wearing loose white robes, communicating telepathically, and living in an advanced yet simple society centered around a temple structure. Ra identified historical wanderers, including Nikola Tesla, whose work could have provided free energy technology, and founding fathers Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin. The universe operates as a balanced system for consciousness evolution. Ra describes two valid spiritual paths: service to others, positive, and service to self, negative. Both advance through densities, though the negative path becomes unsustainable beyond the fifth density. This cosmic drama unfolds between the Confederation of Planets, 53 civilizations serving others, and the Orion Group, an empire seeking domination. Earth remains under quarantine to prevent excessive interference, though both sides have influenced human history. The positive path recognizes the Creator in all beings, serving them as extensions of yourself. The negative path manipulates others for personal power. This framework transcends simplistic good and evil, Both paths require discipline, awareness, and polarization of consciousness. The negative path isn't wrong within cosmic design, but ultimately unsustainable as it denies the fundamental unity of all things. Earthly conflicts and political divisions reflect this deeper cosmic polarization in human consciousness. Each person must choose their orientation through their accumulated thoughts and actions. According to Ra, Earth's true history diverges significantly from conventional accounts. The first humanoids arrived from Mars about 75,000 years ago after warfare made their planet uninhabitable. Higher dimensional guardians transferred these beings to Earth through genetic adjustments while preserving their consciousness. Our planet has experienced three major 25,000-year spiritual development cycles. During this time, two significant civilizations emerged and collapsed, Lemuria 53,000 years ago and Atlantis 31,000 to 10821 years ago. In Atlantis, Ra shared crystal technology knowledge, healing matrices, and communication devices, initially used beneficially, but later corrupted by power seekers. Ra claims to have built the Great Pyramid 11,000 years ago using thought-based technology. By communicating with the infinite rockness within stone, they transformed matter between finite and infinite states, positioning massive stones through consciousness rather than physical force. The pyramid's geometry created an intersection of energy fields, establishing a nexus for both physical healing and spiritual transformation. These accounts challenge conventional archaeology while explaining anomalies in ancient structures that show remarkable mathematical precision despite seemingly limited technology. Our subtle anatomy comprises seven primary energy centers, or chakras, that process cosmic energy. These centers correspond to the seven densities and represent stages of consciousness development. Blockages create imbalances, while clear flow facilitates spiritual evolution. The red ray, base chakra, governs survival and sexual energy. Orange ray manages personal relationships and self-definition. Yellow ray governs group relationships and social identity. Green ray, the heart center, represents universal love and compassion, the gateway to higher consciousness. Blue ray governs clear communication and acceptance. Indigo ray facilitates intuition and direct knowing. Violet ray reflects our overall energy balance and spiritual essence. Ra recommends daily meditation to quiet the mind, conscious breathing to balance energy centers, mindful service without expectation, and cultivating acceptance of all experiences as growth opportunities. These practices are practical necessities for Earth's transition to fourth density. This framework integrates spiritual concepts with practical applications, providing tools for addressing physical ailments, emotional patterns, and spiritual blockages that limit our evolution. We stand at a pivotal moment in Earth's spiritual evolution. As our planet transitions to fourth density, a process Ra claimed began in the mid-20th century, humanity faces a choice that transcends all divisions. Embrace the fundamental unity of all life, or continue pursuing separation and control. This transition affects Earth's very vibration. The intensifying experiences many feel, accelerated time, emotional volatility, climate disruption, reflect this planetary shift. Those resonating with fourth density energies experience synchronicities and deeper compassion, while those resisting often feel increasing fear and control impulses. The path forward requires a simple yet profound perspective shift, recognizing every being as another aspect of yourself. Another expression of the infinite creator. This transforms every interaction into a service opportunity and every challenge into growth. Whether the raw material represents genuine extraterrestrial wisdom or extraordinary human insight, its central message endures. We are integral parts of a vast cosmic ecosystem evolving toward greater awareness. By embracing this cosmic citizenship, recognizing our responsibility to self, others and planet, we participate in the infinite Creator experiencing itself through countless forms, eternally discovering what it means to be.